Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got Middle Cross up, and they're going to be singing a song entitled The Red Book. I thank God for that old redback hymnal that we sing out of every Sunday. It's a blessing. Amen. I hope it's a blessing to you. Then we're going to go right into the message today, preaching on 1 Kings chapter number 17.
I remember growing up in church, my dad would lead the choir. They would open the red hymnal, singing Holy Ghost power. God honored every word they sang. We call them the Song of Zion. Now days are called too old-fashioned, and I'm just wondering why. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in Jesus. Have quenched some of our fire, replaced what's blood-bought with some worldly desires. God help us as your children to stay with you, our first love. The Lord that never changes, the word that's begotten all of us. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in Jesus.
Number 9, 1 Kings 17. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I don't know that God came out in an audible voice and said, listen, mother and widow, I've got a prophet that's coming your way, and you're going to sustain him. I don't think that God in an audible voice did that. I think that God was preparing her mentally, spiritually. There's going to be a time coming when I'm going to use you.
And she's sitting back and she's waiting. Can I tell you this morning that I believe this? God doesn't select anybody out of a dirty vessel. God's not going to use somebody that's dirty. God's going to, listen, God can't use the corrupt. God's looking for somebody who's willing to be used by God. Amen. And I believe this woman, he said, I've commanded that she's going to sustain you. She's going to take care of you. Obviously, there were some things that God saw in the character of this mother to which he chose her to take. If she's taking good care of her son, she'll also take care of my prophet. And so God looks at this house. While this house is not the richest house in town, obviously they were in need, right? This house might have not been the richest house in town, but I'll tell you this. There was a lady who followed the leadership of God, and she was trusting the Lord for every meal. And this is what happened. God said, I don't, out of the king's house and everywhere else that I could send my prophet, I don't want you to go anywhere but this one specific place. I want you to go to this house. Do you know this morning that while you might not understand fully the direction of God, the direction of the Lord, while you might not fully understand it, can I tell you something? God knows where you're going. God knows how to take care of you. God knows how to help you in your hardship. God knows exactly where to put you, amen, for you to be a blessing. Now, God didn't need this lady over there when Elijah was at the brook Cherith. God needed her to remain where she was at, by the house, taking care of her son. Amen. This mother's no doubt an example, however, of what to do when there's times of hardship. What are we going to do? We're going to give up. We're going to throw in the towel. We're going to quit. Hey, it's not a matter of if you're going to go through hardship. It's a matter of when. You may not be going through it now, but you may be going through with it the next week. You say, preacher, everything's good, all the cars paid for, the house paid for, just wait till sickness happens. Look here, I'm going to tell you something, sickness will take everything you got, friend. And it's just a matter of time. If the insurance company ain't getting to the doctors, just about every one of us go through hardship. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Remember, God knows. This morning, he knows your beginning, and God knows your ending. God knows what he needs to accomplish in your life. God doesn't need to change your circumstances in order to use you in your hardship. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying right there. God doesn't have to change your hardships. He doesn't have to change that. He can use your hardships for his glory if you'll let him. Amen. Well, we want God to take the sick. I want God, whenever somebody gets sick, I want God to heal them, amen. I want to see them back to healthy. But that might not be God's will. It might not be God's will. But sometimes we go through hardship. Sometimes we go through struggles. Sometimes we go through those things. And if we just trust God in the middle of our hardship and say, God, you know what? I'm going through this situation. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I'm trusting you to get me to the other side. And if you could use my hardship to be a blessing to others, God, please use it. So, he didn't take away her hardship, did he? Though they were still in the middle of a famine, they were still dirt poor. However, we find her in a place in the middle of her hardship. We find her in a place of discouragement. Remember, she's a widow. Husband's died. I'm just thinking logically. Husband was probably the breadwinner. And it sounds like to me, if you go on and read the rest of this text, that there's an upper chamber of this house. So at one point in time, she might have been wealthy. But this famine that's happened has rocked the town. It's rocked the nation. And so what one time used to be her go-to is no longer her go-to. What one time used to be her influence and her affluence is no longer there. Husband's gone. She's raising his boy by herself. Her cupboards are getting bare. Y'all with me this morning? So in the middle of her hardship, we find her purpose, and God selects this lady to do one simple task, to develop a meal. I mean, you say, well, preacher, that's not no big deal. As long as you've got something to provide a meal with, it's no big deal. So God selected her to provide a meal. So despite her hardship, she is, notice this, even though things don't look good, what do we find her doing? She's not give up. She's not laying back on the couch. She's not popping pills. What she's doing, she's working. She remains at her task. Remember where Elijah found her. He found her at the gate. Amen. She wasn't man, woe is me. She was up doing what she could while she could do it. That may be why God chose her. Amen. Because she was staying at her task. But notice also this. Who's she working for? Well, originally, she's working for her family. She's taking care of her and she's taking care of her son. Amen. But then in the midst of taking care of family, all of a sudden she's presented with priority. She's presented with an opportunity. And God's, look here, God's a jealous God. He wants to be number one of our lives. Amen. And so all of a sudden, this mission, this task, this work of going to do something for the family now becomes something else. It's become a mission. It's become an opportunity to do something great for God. Now, I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I don't know that she's fully getting it yet. Y'all with me? Look here. It's amazing how faithless we are in the midst of trouble. Oh, how weak we become in the middle of our trouble. How many's ever been through some hardship? You know what I'm talking about. And you'll get in the middle of that hardship before you know it, you'll get these blinders on and say, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Oh, I don't know. I believe that she's at that point. Until she met this prophet at the gate. According to the text, we also find her preparing to die. She's already in her mind. Look here. In the middle of your hardship, this is what you do. I mean, all of us do it, don't we? We're human. We go to the cupboard, and basically we say, this is it. I don't have money to buy nothing else. Don't have no. My resources are gone. Now, some of you, y'all come to the end of your road, buddy. Y'all don't know what else to do. You're about to pull your hair out. You've tried your best to do this, and you've tried your best to do that. What you need to do is you need to give God your cupboard. You need to give God your kitchen. You need to give God your things. You need to give God your whole life. You need to surrender it all and give it all to the Lord. She's at the end. She's preparing to die. She said, me and my boy, we're going to die. She's making some preparations in her mind. I'm at the end of my road. This is it. This is my last meal. This is my last work. This is my last gathering. It's over. My house is done. But remember, God told Elijah, I have commanded, I have sustained a woman that's going to, a widow woman there, and she's going to sustain thee. And we find that this no-name mother was called by God, but we also see that she was totally submits to the will of God. There's a difference of being called and being chosen by God and then also submitting to God. Just because God has asked you to do a task don't mean you'll do it. Amen. Can I get an amen right there? Just because God's called you to a task doesn't mean that you will actually do it. This lady, now listen, there's going to be some times in your life you're going to have to make a decision. I'm either going to go with God, I'm going to trust what the Bible says, I'm going to trust what God says, or I'm going to do what I feel is right to do. That's it, isn't it? I mean, that's basically it. We make a decision. I'm going to do what's logical. I'm going to do what's sensible. I'm looking at the budget. I'm looking at the cupboard. I'm looking at the gas and the tank. Amen, preacher. And I hear it all the time. People say this, you know, right now, we just can't afford it. You say your father owns a cattle upon a thousand hills. If your father's the God of heaven, how could you not afford it? If that's what I'm saying, though, you're working off the logical. You're working off of what you see and what you know, but you can't see what God wants to do if you'll just let him in.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.